I don't watch sports as much as I used to because I'm always disappointed. I'd rather see the actual animals fighting than the teams with those names. Colts versus Bears. Yeah. See some horses and bears fighting. All right. Wizards versus Heat. Fucking awesome. Magic versus Jazz. That's a little too gay for me. I think I'm gonna pass on that.
Formula.
Copy the moderator.
We're gonna let that one rest.
Yeah, talk about
Chaunceyism.
Y'all need to be a part of that.
Need to be part of that Chaunceyism, y'all.
What you got, D?
I want to talk about football since we got a bunch of different. She's
like, I don't want to talk about football.
Nobody's team's doing that good, so it ain't like
mine is.
My team's Tom Brady fan.
I'm laying down whatever the symbol of Chaunceyism is. I'm putting it on the table and I'm walking out. Oh yeah, I'm putting down my C and I'm bouncing, dog. I can't carry that with me no more.
So we got a Ravens fan, we got Seahawks, we got Packers,
yes,
Steelers, and Patriots. Who are you?
More Rams fan, though.
Rams.
Oh, man.
Best running back? I got the best score.
He's just got to learn how to throw.
Best record?
He's decent. This
guy threw the ball.
Stats, dog. He's the best running back in the league right
he's
now.
He's decent.
Who's the Rams running back?
Who's that?
Todd Gurley.
He's
killing it right now.
He's good.
I haven't heard anything about the Rams.
He's better than AP right now.
Oh, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if you say best running back in the league, you got to put a descriptor on that.
You talk about stats.
Exactly. You talk about stats. Cool.
Say he's the most yards in
the league. There are better running backs.
Okay. You're talking about skill sets?
I'm talking about stats, then you're good. Well, stats don't win games. You could.
Yeah,
The Patriots lost the Super Bowl.
If you win, had the greatest year on record of the game, you're going to win.
Well, that's
a
point.
That's not all the stats, though.
That's not all the stats. You said stats. You said statistics.
You said stats in general.
Okay, statistically speaking, as far as running back
record
and yardage, yes.
What's the Rams record right now?
They have the best quarterback in the league and still win games.
Look at Tori. That's why I said we have the best running back.
They're the best team, but they're the best running back.
The best running back, all right? Started off with that.
Oh, you got that.
You got to look at the positive.
Thank you.
That's true.
You got that.
Who does Steelers play next?
Seahawks, right?
Uh-oh.
Seattle.
Oh. You're in enemy territory.
What's the prediction for this?
Marshawn's going to be back by then.
Marshawn probably has a hernia, and if he has to get surgery, he's out for the season.
No!
Yay!
However, Rawls is doing really well.
Jordan, how do you get a hernia?
Shut up. Oh. Wayne.
Was that a real question?
Yeah, answer a question.
It's Wayne.
Well, I actually looked this up. Oh, man, why do I got to explain this? I think... Are you asking me this because you saw my videos?
Did you have a hernia?
I was being comedic about the situation. Oh. You know, I mean, that's my second time actually having one. And the first time I had one, I didn't know what it was, and I was scared because I'm like, why is this out here?
Yeah.
You know, and so I looked it up. You know, I had an understanding of. So for those, I guess, who are going to be listening, don't know what a hernia is. It's basically a piece of your insides, particularly. That's not directly your anus, but it's like if you pull your anus out a little bit. Basically, that's your hernia. I'm just paraphrasing. That's not Webster's definition, but it's a piece of your butthole out, you know, basically. And it's painful to sit down. Like, I actually know what it feels like to need a donut to sit on.
Damn.
Like, you know, yeah.
It's going too far.
Why do you need clarification for that?
Well, I don't know. Some people just don't know. Okay, anyway, my point is...
I don't think I can get any more of this design.
Well, I'm sorry. Well, you asked me, how did I know I had it? Is that what the question was?
I was at cheese.
He was asking,
it's still pretty good.
There you go.
It's still pretty solid.
Oh, well, yeah. Well, that's how you... That's basically what it is. So. I can tell them about that video I made.
Oh,
well, okay, so basically, I'm just a comedic version. I was goofing off or whatever, and I decided to sit down, and then I started screaming because I was in so much pain. I couldn't sit on a regular seat, so I had to, figure out what was going on. I was like, oh, it's back, you know, so I didn't know what you could do to treat it, so I was figuring out home remedies or whatever, and my mother was nice enough to go give me some cream to, deal with the problem. And I was reading the package, and I was like, okay, I understand there's cream, there's ointment, you have to apply something on it. I get that. And then I saw it was a little guy, you know. it's like a little dildo, basically. A miniature dildo, that's all. Nah. You know. So I looked at it, I was like, that can't be what it means. I was like, that's just probably to get the bottle open.
No.
You know?
No.
So I look at I read the description, and it tells me to apply in the area. And then I was like, okay, cool. Then I'm
generously? Was it generously?
Yeah, whatever makes it easier for you to go
through. Why are you doing this to him, man? You're doing this to him. You're doing this to him.
I was actually really scared to do it.
That's family.
Why are you doing this?
It's okay. No, it's okay. It's all right. No, so I was really scared to do it because
he's a survivor.
I didn't want nothing stuck up there. I was like really scared.
I'm with you.
I was like, your mom, I can't do this.
You didn't make your mom do it.
No. Either I was gonna suffer, because here's the bad part.
So I thought I was going.
I worked 4 days out of the 7 day week, and I was like, boss, I can't come in. You know, and I was really thinking about telling them. Right. Like, well, I'm not lying, and you know, you get demerits if you miss work. You know what I mean? And there's nothing they really can do about it. So I'm like, boss, I think it's something personal. He's like, no, don't tell me what it is. You know, so I'm missing work. So I'm like, I'm not going to the doctor because I don't have that much money. Mm-hmm. So my point is, I had to stick the thing in there. And I was so terrified. Like, it took me like about 10 minutes just to go through it. And I was just like,
that's it? Just 10 minutes to come in?
It hurt. I was either get the ice pack again and then suffer, you know. I mean, because honestly, there's so much you can do. So basically, you get the gist, deal with it. And it wasn't too bad after I did it.
So you're no longer a dandelion, a gentle flower.
Sounds horrible.
It is horrible.
It just sounds gay. Like,
how you do that to your brother?
Right? I didn't do that to him. He did it to himself.
No, I bet you okay. Broke a knife on his belt buckle too. Huh? I bet you did that too.
It's okay. No, it's okay. Not embarrassed, but it's just like, it's, you don't know how to explain it.
When he told me the story. I've only heard about it.
A football game, everyone.
Right. How did that even come up again?
Marshawn Lynch.
There's so many different kinds of hernias, so they're not all.
Actually, the funny thing is, I was like, so like,
discs, you have abdominal. There's a lot.
Yeah.
Which one does he have?
They're not all bad.
They're not all bad.
In terms of your treatment.
Yeah, so my diet and eat all that carbs and bread.
It's not confirmed yet. They have to find out. But if he does have one and has to get surgery, then he's out for the season.
You know the funny thing is? Like, when I would look up, like, you know, just issues, like, with the body, it will always show you the most extreme.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. I'm like, why are you doing this? So yeah. Like, I had a girl tell me. I was like, okay, how do I deal with this? It hurts.
Dr. Google.
Sorry, like, these people are like with extreme.
Yeah.
They're
like missing their toes.
Missing their toes. Like obese toes. And like, someone actually went surgery and like had to splice, you know. Like, just,
yeah.
Like,
you can never Dr. Google. You're going to die if you die.
Yeah, I'm scared. Like, I scare myself into actually having symptoms. You know.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, do I have a, what do you call that? What do you call it?
A goiter?
No, not a goiter, but it's like you get it by like saliva.
Mono.
So I was in high school. I was like, you know, and I didn't care. You know, like, you know.
You didn't care if you got mono?
I care if I got mono, but I didn't know what it was at the time either. You know, right. You know, but like my friend,
he's like, what a kid.
She liked to share stuff with me.
He's like,
so
mono?
I'm like, you know, take her sucky Sheba off me some candy or whatever. I'm like, okay, cool. No, it tastes good. I guess I'll keep it. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
Thank God I didn't do that this time. But, you know, like, she's like, oh, Jordan, by the way, I have mine. I'm like, okay, cool.
I got Sterol.
I'm like, I didn't know what it was. I'm like, what's that? She told me what it was, and I still didn't understand what she meant. So I looked it up. I was like, oh, man, I got this. Oh, man, I don't know. And I was in class, like, oh, my throat is, you know, like, I scared myself. Right. So psychologically, you yeah. really can do that, you know, by the way. Yep. But, yeah, wrong. I'm digressing. But, yeah, that's basically, you know, that was the gist of that story. Hernia and mono. People.
So back to football.
Back to football.
Anybody else from Wanda?
Nope.
Nope. Nope. Nope. So what's up with Aaron Rodgers?
He's looking good now.
Hey,
he's
yo. Looking good. He showed out yesterday.
Yeah. Chauncey wasn't awake to see it. He was passed out on the couch.
Yeah. I stopped over Stash himself. Okay. And, yeah, he got this hella comfy couch. And I was out.
Gave it a test run.
Yeah.
Already had drunk a couple beers.
Yep.
Beers like my nighttime medicine.
It's out like old Chinese, man.
Yeah, you still didn't stay in character. You know that, right?
I didn't, man, because I felt like it was border on being racist.
Chinese is... Like, can't say that. That's not even a word.
Chinese? No.
Yeah, hey, where's the wisdom been too? Yeah, I've been dropping.
Where's the wisdom?
Yeah,
okay, wisdom man. Number one. Wisdom number one.
Don't do that.
Wisdom number one. Wisdom number one, sir.
Mambo number five.
No, but thank you for playing. Chauncey's now out of the game. Wisdom number one. Wisdom number one. I don't actually have a wisdom. I just kept saying it because I was trying to think of something. So, next topic.
Next topic.
Okay. Back to football.
So, who are they playing next?
Oh, Chicago Bears on Thanksgiving.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah, that's a little. That's a game.
So, I'm probably going to pass down on the couch, too.
after all the itis.
Exactly. Yep. Because it's the best holiday we have. Right. Gorge yourself and watch football.
Yeah.
And parades.
It's true.
And parades.
Yep. A little football turkey
king
balls.
Of that.
Yeah, exactly.
King of the itis, king of the zombie-itis. I call it zombie-itis.
Zombie-itis.
Because, like, he'll go out, and then, like, he'll hear his name or something, like, nah, I wouldn't. And I'll take him, go out. Hey, David, huh? You ready to go? Let's go, huh? I got the keys right here. He's the king of that. Zombie-itis, half dead. Still
just creepy.
That's, yeah, football, turkey, Thanksgiving.
America.
America. Just saying words.
America. Yeah, exactly.
America.
I usually cook.
Is that, oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
For Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'm usually the one that cooks.
Oh wow.
What's up?
But you not. It's truly not.
Well, Charles, I remember. I think I told you, but I used to work. Charles, I believe you knew, but I used to work at the Pixar Popcorn Factory downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, gourmet popcorn. Like,
congratulations.
You know, it was shut up. Honestly, like, I never, like, experienced gourmet popcorn like that. I mean, I think that's the only place I can experience gourmet popcorn anyway. But, you know, it was great. You know, and speaking of Thanksgiving, they actually have a flavor called turkey stuffing. And it was very put-offish just looking at it. I'm like, I don't want that junk. But then when you taste it, you're like, wow, this is okay.
I can taste the cranberry.
That's all I got. Except if you don't got turkey, you can just put a whole bunch of that. And you'd be good, you know, just if you're like, hey, whatever, you know, but.
Can't go back there, man.
Yeah.
You ready for the next one?
What's everybody's Thanksgiving?
Turkey!
Was you re-gone?
Mother-in-law's. And I don't have to do anything.
Just nice.
Watch TV.
Do everything for you. Bro.
Yep, exactly.
Love it.
Yep.
Seth?
Me? I'm going to go to my aunt's house and get the zombieitis.
You and Uncle Dave?
Man, Uncle Dave, man, I'm taking after him. He's my goddad, so like, I'm moving right in the spotlight.
He's an uncle and goddad?
Yep. So whenever, you know, whenever he decides to rank this the title of, like, King Zombieitis guy, you know, I'm going to just be right there, like, someone's going to call him, like, oh, no, I was sleeping talking about the whole time. They don't tell you this. One thing I never get about that, and that's, it seems to be old dudes. I've never seen an older woman do it. It's always old dudes. They can tell, even though they're asleep, they're snoring, whatever. Someone can change that damn channel.
Yeah.
What? I was watching that. I was talking. What are you doing? How do they do that? I haven't figured that one out yet. I guess
once
I can't have
King Zombieitis, you'll know.
They'll give me like a
that's the last stage.
That's how you get there.
Once I pass that day.
Yeah, exactly.
Grant. Years of meditation, years of just straight training.
Who to the channel?
There it is.
That's a part of the training?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're like, you know, you gotta go up like some giant mountain, you get up in the top. And they teach you that.
Meditate with monks and
teachers. Yeah, exactly. And then the monks change the channel on you. You gotta pass it.
This is like the sequel to 300.
Yeah.
I don't know how, but yeah, that's not right. You know what? I mean, at first you had me, like, I'm going with it, like, yeah, you're right. No, wait, what you talking about?
Just run with it.
Just go with it. Nah, man, no.
Well, you know, we're going to be spending grandmother, house, of course.
Grandma. Me and Wayne are going over to grandma's house. We're going to do like a Thanksgiving slash Christmas.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, you know.
All right.
Cool.
Yeah. They call it Wayne Ma.
What?
What?
They call it Wayne Ma.
Why call it Wayne Ma?
Because you're Wayne and she'd be Wayne Ma.
This grandma.
I'm sorry, it was a bad joke.
That's good. That's worse than the 300 one.
Sorry.
Oh, that sucked,
hey man, you know what? You know what? I've done worse things.
Yeah, I understand.
So let's leave this one alone. Let's keep it alone.
I'll just put it on the floor.
Act like it never happened.
It didn't happen. What are you
talking about? Let's edit that out.
It's being recorded.
Startup thing.
Well, let's do this podcast.
Everybody knows.
Seth.
Yo.
Question.
What's up, dog?
So. We believe that the dinosaurs were taken out by a meteorite asteroid.
Do we believe that?
Yeah, do we believe that?
I don't know.
Do we believe that?
I don't know.
What got taken out by an asteroid?
The dinosaurs. I don't know.
Yeah. Remember that? You were talking about it yesterday.
I don't know. I haven't done enough research on that.
But what do you think?
What do I think?
Yeah.
Evidently, we don't know.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know. But what do you think? I know you don't know. What do I think? That's something too hard to even imagine.
People don't think about that. They just don't know. They're just like, well,
so you just accept it.
Well, the funny thing is, you know, I mean, I'm a Christian, so like, I don't think they, you know, I don't think they're right about that. I mean,
just because you're Christian doesn't mean you have to believe
it. No, it's not that. I mean, I believe dinosaurs existed. You know, what I mean? That's without a doubt. I mean, I just like,
you can be like a 100% Christian.
I don't know. I don't think about it. So it's like you said, it's kind of hard to even answer.
There you go.
Or give your opinion.
Perfect. Right.
Because if you try to give your opinion, you just sound ridiculous.
Yes.
And they're like, oh yeah, well I think you know some Buddhist. You just like put the wallet in the hand.
Yeah. It's teamwork right there. Oh.
Just put it in.
So that's the story though. The meteors. Well, that's what it's supposed to be.
How's the Ice Age work into this?
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking too.
Yeah.
I believe they died by ick.
Winter came. I mean, what did the Ice Age destroy?
I think the whole thing is, if I believe like a Disney rendered cartoon on how this happened, the asteroid hit didn't like destroy the Earth, but it messed up the ecosystem to a point at which, you know, the climate changed across a large area of the planet. Which at that time, most of the continents were still together, so
I'll go with that.
Just in that region.
You think the asteroid had anything to do?
Blocked out the sun, became too cold, and they all died off. Even though they were cold, most of them were cold-blooded animals.
Obviously, none of you have seen Transformers, because.
Tell us, Optimus Prime. Tell us.
Yeah, that was my childhood. I'm not Optimus.
I was going to say, according to my childhood, though, it was such a sad, sad time because you knew the dinosaurs were extinct. But Littlefoot and Petrie made it a long way, man.
They made it to like 10 movies.
You know what I'm saying?
Beat them straight to DVD.
And they never grew. Ever. Like, when did they die?
Never. They're still alive.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? They made it
through
the Ice Age.
They made it through the Ice Age.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I mean, even alligators, you know, like, that's, I think they're still, like, aren't they, like,
related? Yeah. I was going to say, how did all of the dinosaurs die off and some of the creatures that exist today are supposed to be, like, you know?
Derivatives?
Yeah.
Birds. I was going to change my
birds,
whole bird.
Well,
like, and everything. Like,
no,
know, like,
seriously.
Like, flood and all that. And I know people say, well, like, you know, I know people that read the Bible to an extent, and they say, oh, well, if God told Noah to put two or three animals in there, then how did a T-Rex go in there? And how did a pterodactyl go in there? Which I can understand, you know, but then again, like, because I was thinking the same thing when I was younger. I'm like, well, I don't know.
It's a big boat.
But then the thing is, though, like,
Maybe there were baby T-Rexes.
I recently received like a lot of information of like how certain things came to be, because I mean obviously a lot of people don't believe it, I believe, because you know,
did they lay eggs?
You know, some people just don't.
I don't know.
You
know. I think so.
But my point is
surprise some big eggs.
Yeah, you know, I was just gonna go with blood and like leave it there. because I mean like I can like digress and give other information, but that'll take like too long. So
that's fair.
I'll just say blood, you know, and I'll stick it there because I don't want to digress.
He's just gonna push your meteorite thing out of the way. He's gonna put flood right there.
Yep.
I've seen something.
So what happened to all the animals that actually lived in the water?
They were in the water.
They stayed alive.
They're still in there. Same animals in there right now.
That's why whales are still here. They're biggest dinosaurs.
Biggest dinosaurs.
That's why mermaids.
Yeah, that's supposed to be evolved from dinosaurs.
You do
whales.
Like we still have not explored the depths
of
the abyss. Like so, they might still be there.
I believe in like lots of. I don't believe in like leviathans. I believe in those. Like I think they're real too.
You
like,
just said some stuff I don't know what that is.
Leviathan is just like a water dragon, basically. You know, but I think from my perspective, you know,
so like the seahorse.
The seahorse? Oh well, look. Put it this way. You know, the reason why a lot of this stuff may sound ridiculous is because we're entertained by a lot of this stuff.
Yeah.
You know, so like, there's a lot of things I'm sure that you know, like, I'm maybe the youngest person in this room, but like, there's probably some things that are going on now that you guys are experiencing that was probably like ridiculous back then, and now it's happening. You know, but I'm just saying, like, I lost my train of thought again.
Leviathan.
Okay, yeah, so, yeah, like, I even, like, think about, like, what's going on in the movies or whatever, like, with this exosuit technology and stuff like that, you know, or even, like,
I'm talking about Call of Duty?
No, just in general, like, that's even in movies, just in general, you know what I mean, but, like, I always tell people, like, and I think it's brilliant, you know, I think it's brilliant, this is what I would do. If I wanted to deceive people and make them think that you're crazy, so, like, I would rather you be entertained by all this stuff. So you won't take it seriously when this stuff comes out. So even when someone actually has proof or something, either they'll come kill you if it's really going to be detrimental to the person, you know, that wants to keep it a secret, or they'll just, like, you know, write you off as crazy, you know, but I just think that's really smart. So I'd rather just entertain you and say, okay, well, yeah, dude, this is a dragon, this is that, because, I mean, I read the Bible, and under the Bible actually makes references to Leviathan in Job, or... I know you're losing me. Well, that's why I'm digressing, because I know you don't read the Bible like that or as much as that.
I think what he's getting at, the premise he's getting at, was it was crazy to think the world was flat until it was round. It was crazy to think certain things.
I don't think that was his point.
Well, I'm just saying, like he said, he was saying that he believes in things that may sound crazy until you can prove them. There was things that you might have believed when you were younger that.
That's kind of like my second point, but yeah.
Because we're talking about exosuit technology, like
right.
before we had all these things to show that this was possible, that was science fiction.
Right.
Keyword fiction.
Right.
But until we get to a point where it's been proven that it can be possible or that it is real.
But that's why I said I'm a Christian, because not people, maybe not everyone in here is a Christian, so you could just go out the back and say, oh, okay, well, that's just what he believes. Because if I just said, oh, yeah, well, there's dragons, yeah, there's this, you're like, okay, well, you're crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But you could call me crazy if you want, but that's why I said I'm a Christian, and I said the Bible, and I said something in the Bible, so you understand my perspective.
So unicorns, are we going to, you know, unicorns being real?
Unicorns are not real.
Never mind. I'm
unicorns
are
not
right.
Real?
They're not real.
Stop. Unicorns, any takers on unicorns?
I'll take unicorns.
You're just taking unicorns because no one's going to take them, or you really
think
they're real?
No, I mean, I legitimately would take it. I mean,
yeah, why not?
You don't know what we can find.
Right.
I believe in it.
I have no idea what we can find in this
It
world.
Could be like a bone disease on a horse. What's the difference?
Exactly. Right. You've never seen one.
Yeah, exactly.
You have no idea what
unicorns. You cannot be a race or a species with one thing.
It could be all the same mutation of this, like,
I feel like
horses.
What if they get kicked out of the herd? I feel like this. At least there's three of them Johns. They ain't a species. Gotta be at least three of them Johns. Can't show me three.
We wasn't
three
talking
bones,
about
babe
unicorn. Unicorn. We were talking about like
just the
right?
Existence.
Yeah. No, yeah. I'm saying they can't exist.
At least
species.
Just one.
They don't exist as a species to me unless there's three of those. Jobs.
Well, if all the other horses were racist and kicked out the unicorn.
Species of unicorn. Now
still be horses. They
horses
would just be. They just being discriminated against segment of the horses.
Is that how you feel?
Should we get any takers
on
dragons?
Tigers?
Yeah. Takers
on
dragons?
I might.
I'm pretty sure they're working on creating a unicorn.
I hope so.
Like, they made a liger. Splicing different type of horse breeds.
Like, they made a liger.
Think about it now. Like, they're like, there's a lot of genes. Like,
he wants to think there's about the rhino and the horse.
That's the only thing I can imagine with, like, a horn, though, you know? Right. Like, that type is true. Mm-hmm. So, that's the only thing I can imagine you mixing it with.
Yeah.
Just kind of create that.
I mean, given our race and, like, all the technology we have and, like, our desire for knowledge and power, I mean, why wouldn't someone in that position want to learn how to gene manipulate?
We're going to take a quick commercial break. Enjoy this message from one of our sponsors.
This week at Daniel's, come in and try our signature chitlin soup, served up with our most famous renowned pound cake. If you're coming this week and you mention that you heard our ad on the radio, tell your server and receive an additional 5% off. And remember, guys, all kids under 2 eat for free. Here at Daniel's, we like to bring you together with a soul food touch and an English delicacy all at the same time. Because at Daniel's, we're family.
So we're gonna keep going on this imaginary road.
Liger.
Do I got any takers on time machine?
Wait. This ain't that imaginary.
That exists.
Nah, because it's imaginary until it's proven.
I think the mutant farm animal thing is gonna happen before time machines.
Well, it's already feasible.
Yeah, right. They're gonna create like a human error on a rat or something like that.
Huh? That's already been
proven. They created like a human error on a rat.
Yeah, they did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, cells.
I'm just saying, but that's my point, though. Like, I mean, like,
yeah, that's
I understand
that's
your points,
right.
But the
thing is, why would they do that?
Why
would
you?
This one big ass
ear on the rat. The only field would have been happy if they could have got his ear. That's a part of gene manipulation.
He still can.
Have you ever seen a mouse with a human ear? That makes no sense. That's gene manipulation.
Yeah, right.
DNA and messing with it, and now he has an ear.
They're just trying to farm it so that realistically they don't have to. Like, use human. So,
yeah.
Now you have a human ear on a rat. Maybe it might not be the same size, but if you put it on a pig, it's going to be the same size as ours. You can just slice this pig ear off.
I don't want no pig ear.
This is...
You don't want a pig ear. I don't want a pig ear. Not having an ear.
I would
I'd rather have a pig ear, which is the closest
fun.
You know what I mean?
You ever seen those commercials where they had dogs with human teeth?
Yeah.
That's
what if they start doing that?
I think I would have to think of
what are the benefits of a dog having those kind of teeth, you know, versus them having teeth like this now.
Okay. If you're speaking like there is no benefit.
That's not what we see my point. Like, no, that's my point. You know what I mean? Like, why would they do that?
Yeah. If we don't have a dog with human teeth, sliced off.
Like, why would even have that? It makes no sense.
A dog from human teeth is, as Austin Powers says, for shits and giggles. There's no other reason to have a dog with human teeth.
They
can
eat at the dinner table now.
There's that
dog. They still be getting down.
We're going to pick, yeah, we're going to make cats with them.
Nah, that's amazing.
Scary. That'd be scary.
They take over the world.
No, man.
Don't give the cat the
dog. How many cats really is going to be in? Like,
yeah, exactly.
That's pretty much raccoons. Raccoons are
scary, man.
You see the things that they do?
Yeah, that's scary.
You ever see that video when they
did it?
So it's the game
where they're like going through everything.
No.
Starts running away.
Yeah, that's scary, man. No.
I've seen it two raccoons scale a fence, like spy scale. Yeah. Like the one was looking out, the other one was climbed over the fence, and the other one climbed over after. I'm like,
this is real. I'm saying, like, if raccoons could have the power or the brain capacity to pass on knowledge to future generations, they would rule the world.
Yeah. Look, first of all, have you ever seen a raccoon really hide?
No.
This shit cracked me up. I was coming out of the gym, and when I was coming out of the gym, the two raccoons stopped. And they're like plain sight. And they just stop like, he does not see it.
It's not like T-Rex. They was like, if we don't move, he won't see us.
And like one had its hand up, the other one was just like, so I'm like, alright, I'm just going to act like I don't see it. And then they follow you.
And I'm like, I turn around, I see you. You motherfucker. They're scurrying up a tree.
That's awesome.
And then start looking behind it like this. Like,
oh, wow.
So I think they have, like, the, oh, shit. Like, they have enough knowledge to be like, hide. Guys, hide. Get away, get away, get away.
And this is the story of how Marcus almost got robbed by two raccoons.
Yeah. Oh, this is the story how I seen one get knocked clean out. This was amazing. He fell from the tree. The other one, like, didn't even try to catch him. He was just like, get, you're gone. He fell, hit the guardrail, like, boom.
Oh, ouch.
Bounced up, and then looked at me.
Dang.
Stop looking at me. Does he see us? I see and heard you. Like,
oh, bro.
Damn it, man.
Raccoon got jacked up.
I can't, it just replays in my mind, honestly. Because it was like he from Blair. Like,
it would replay in my mind. That's the same. Boom.
Some animals are crazy. You ever hear like how what coyotes can do?
No.
Nah,
they have powers?
Nah, they like they like fake injuries to make them seem vulnerable.
Oh, nice. Oh, man, there's
scary as heck.
Oh, man. That is a little scary.
I don't like that. Hey, darn it, I don't like that, bro. Yeah. Don't say that again.
Just don't talk about that. Learn that right now.
Yeah, I gotta get that out of my brain. I don't like that.
Unicorns.
Nice. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I might walk up on
him. How'd you do that? How'd you find out about that?
Yeah. I heard some stories. Heard some
you didn't
stories.
Come up on a coyote. Coyote
place. Nah. We don't have coyotes around here. Yeah, so luckily,
just following around.
I was
about
to say, man, because it looked like a dude who's like up in the crib just like watching the Animal Channel, man.
Oh, I watch the Animal Channel.
Like, you seem like that dude who's just like, you know, up on that stuff.
Love to learn about the hyenas and cheetahs. I enjoy
you seem like a dude who's just like constantly learning shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
it's all in there.
You know? You got like all this knowledge.
That's why I grow the hair out.
It's in the front, too. I can't do it. Until you cut the hair, you see right stuff. Like, I forgot everything. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's like coyotes can pick injuries.
Each strand of hair got a little
bit. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
What you got next, man? What you got next,
Josh? Animal superpowers?
Eat all the cheesecake.
The ringleader.
No, there's two slices.
I didn't even have a piece. I'm happy.
Yeah, let me get that last piece.
He gave me corn and 2 plates of lasagna.
He gave you pants corn.
Thanks, buddy. Look at that. That's a job well done right there, Chance.
I can take it.
Oh, I'm good.
You're
eating a cheesecake right now, man.
You're supposed to be giving the ideas.
We're going to take a brief intermission.
Oh, man. Well, you know, get 2 more years.
And we're back live again.
Is it live, though?
It's live for us.
It's always live.
It's live for us.
Hey, y'all said it with enough confidence that I now believe that.
Are we talking about live as in person? Or we talking
live from my house this Monday night?
I need definitions. Are we talking about 80s hip-hop live? Or
any dog lovers?
Particular.
I love
dogs. Dogs are cool.
They're dumb. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
They're cool.
Dumb as
hell. That's what I like. I know I'm smarter than the dog.
They're dumb until you teach them.
Exactly. I insulted this lady on that.
They're like some of the happiest animals, though.
Exactly.
Because they're dumb. They're ignorant to the bliss.
It's a life lesson right there.
What do you think, dogs?
Ooh,
dogs.
Anything. I win.
Depends on whose
the garbage disposal.
Before dog food, what was they feeding dogs?
I was giving mine protein shakes.
No,
What's your dog's badge?
What's your dog's badge? He had a thick old neck, though.
I waited him when he was like 5 months.
That dog squats.
Yeah, exactly. Some deadlifts.
Yeah. I mean, he jumped over a 10-foot gate. Pretty serious.
I believe it. So.
Box jump. So what were you saying? What did they feed them before?
Before dog animals. Food was out, what were you feeding dogs?
Rabbits.
Other animals.
Rodents.
So you mean to tell me if you owned a dog and you just let it go, it would just hunt animals?
I had a dog that did that.
I don't think they're
domesticated.
No. Yeah, they're domesticated.
I had one that did.
I don't think they hunt like that anymore.
Once again, it depends on what type of dog.
It's a general.
Right.
So what the other one's going to eat then?
I really feel like a husky could tear some shit down.
Yeah.
They're still close to.
But if you said dogs. That's why I said it depends on what type of dog.
Yeah, that's very
so what are the other dogs eating?
Chihuahua eating shit. He's getting eaten.
A pug. A pug ain't hunting the damn thing.
Well, a lot of dog breeds. One of those dog breeds are just like, or like you know, inbreeding from other species and crossbreeding.
Yeah.
But so, if you're talking about terriers,
I'm not talking about breeds. I'm talking about what are they going to eat.
If we're all one of the animals, man. If humans just disappeared, you're asking, what would dogs eat?
Yeah.
Humans.
Probably human remains. Anything.
The big dogs will eat the little dogs.
Yes. Probably first.
They probably like catch small rabbits and stuff.
Dude, it's not like they are packs. They figure out teamwork and they run like plays like they're a football team.
And that Chihuahua ain't doing shit. It's not that there for anything.
He's right. Like, what?
No good responsibility.
He's a cheerleader.
He's not Todd Gurley. He's a cheerleader.
Thank you. I'm pretty sure we'll go Husky, German Shepherd, Pit Bulls, and then like
I think Doberman's got to be up Chihuahua. Dobermans are big and fast.
Yeah, but see, they're hunters. I don't think, like, tearing shit up. Husky, Shepherd.
I think he's right, because those domesticated dogs, they don't know.
It's just right.
You know, if you threw us out into the wild without any training of how to hunt anything... Right. We'd be done.
But here's the thing.
It'd be a wrap for me.
But we have an idea.
But will we just start eating other people?
No.
That's the way I made it seem.
I would try to catch some stuff with my bare hands and I would fail. I'm smart enough to say, oh, that didn't work and try something else. But dogs are not.
But let's be honest, though.
I'll take that. Don't look like
this. You said catch something with your bare hands.
We're talking about what would you do if you had to go into the wild and survive?
Right.
Fortunately for me,
this is from a dog's point of view. We're talking.
No, you said what would we do, humans?
You did say that.
This was after the fact. That was like
I'm just saying, as humans, or if you want to say pack animals, because we still are pack animals.
I'm not being classified.
And I think we all can kill a rabbit, right?
I believe you can kill a rabbit. You can cook it.
Yeah, man.
I believe you can catch a fish.
I can make a rabbit.
A dog has never had to do that. So, like, if you try
Here's
to...
the thing, though.
If you told a dog to go catch something, that go do something that's never done before, it's not going to learn how to do it without being shown.
We can learn how to do something without being shown. Whatever we're working on.
You have a trait.
I have a shepherd.
Hold on.
He'll be fast asleep, and he'll just get up, and he'll walk into every room in the house, make sure he has the whole family accounted for, and he'll go back to his bed and go to sleep. We didn't teach him. That's an instinct. That's like...
You care for the things you care for.
He shepherds.
It depends on the breed of dog. There are some dogs that have been so crossbreeded that their instincts are messed up. They're not going to be able to do it.
Yeah, like pugs. They say their noses don't even work. Properly.
What do you think a dachshund's gonna do in the wild? Like, what is this gonna do?
That's why I agree with his level of dog.
There's some dogs that.
There will be a chain of
dogs. Those dogs? It's like.
There will be some dogs that will just be, you know, up here. German Shepherd? Might be up there.
Yeah.
You know? One of them is getting eaten by the dogs.
If humans disappear, coyotes will eat all the dogs.
That's probably true.
Yeah, probably.
And wild wolves.
And mountain lions, they would all come down and just tear the dogs up.
There's packs of house dogs in Detroit. They're like, when all the foreclosures happen and people just had to leave town, the house, like your pet dog, they like started to join... feral packs.
So
of
they
pet
got like
dogs.
Dog gangs.
They do. I'm not lying about this. I've seen it. We went to this abandoned zoo, which is just another crazy story.
They abandoned the zoo.
Yeah. My buddy's like, look.
Fate me.
My buddy's like, look. It's the feral dogs. And I looked, and there was like 8 dogs walking in a row, all different types.
Wow.
But they were all tough types.
Were the bigger dogs?
Yes.
In front?
It was the tough types. And then when they got to a street, my buddy goes, "This is how you know." They looked both ways before they crossed the street. They learned that.
That was crazy.
Somebody died.
Yeah, exactly. Right. Yeah. They saw one of their dog buddies die.
You're saying, what would they do? Like, they still had the same instincts that they had when you were with them. It's just that now they go back to what they naturally would have known. They naturally would have known, I'm not going to starve.
Yeah.
I'm going to find something to kill.
Yeah, find it.
It will take a while, though.
They're gonna eat trash.
Ever hear about you for a pig in a wild? It takes them 3 weeks to become.
It's not like a panther, dog. You throw a panther in the wild.
If you throw a pig into the wild, 3 weeks they'll become like a wild hog.
Yeah.
Like a hairy.
Yeah.
Quick. Oh,
right there. That's where
the hair.
Cut
the hair.
Give us all
this
knowledge.
Well, Samson, you bro.
What else you got? Because I think we settled that one.
Feral dogs, Detroit.
Yeah, where were we going with this, though? Since you were originally talking about what would they eat?
Yeah, that's a real question.
What would the dogs eat?
Yeah. Because we're so domesticated, we only know to feed dogs dog food.
Right.
That's not true. Protein shakes.
It got you.
I didn't say test shit out on dogs.
That's not true. I went to eat him a squirrel.
Got you there.
You got a squirrel? Bro?
That's twice.
There's no proof, man.
We're recording it.
I'm here.
This is alleged.
Oh, no proof to his claims.
You want to phone a friend? I got Ben Carson's number.
He ain't my friend. Proof is I had a 125-pound, 9-month-old pit bull. That was a massive dog because I gave him protein shakes, squirrels, and turkey.
I feel like that's a fucked up dad, dude. Like,
nah, he was pretty solid.
Why were the squirrels administrated in there?
Because he kept eating them because he was catching them in the wild.
Fat on squirrels, dog.
Was this like before?
So what did he do
like
with the bones? He ate the bones?
He ate bones normally.
Did he eat the fur?
Yeah, he just ate them.
Eat the whole fur.
I had a big backyard when I was living behind Oliver. That motherfucker would just go out, find birds, find squirrels, eat them. And I just let him because I was like, yeah, well, he'd do it in the wild anyway.
What happened to the dog? What happened to the dog?
Didn't need a squirrel.
I didn't give him up.
Yeah, I was going to say. Well,
not really happy.
You could have just released him into the wild. He was already eating squirrels.
Because I loved him. I didn't want to just release him to the wild.
Does Obamacare provide health care for pets?
They can just Google that. Yeah. Are you looking for
I know the answer.
What's the answer? You're on here.
I'm asking you. It's a question.
I bet it does for, like, support animals. Or if you're blind.
Probably,
you have
right.
A dog.
I think so, too. That makes a lot more sense.
Mm-hmm. So, technically, yes.
The only thing, though, is support animals are more than just dogs, though. Now you're talking about insuring something a lot larger.
What, are you just talking about dogs? Was that the
or just animals?
Or are you just talking about animals?
I said pets.
Pets.
It could be a monkey, crocodile, snake.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, support animals are more than just dogs. I have to let any support animal on my bus. You can walk on my bus with a full-grown kangaroo, but as long as that kangaroo helps you get around, I have to let him on.
You better be kicking.
That'd be a rough, that'd be a rough walk around town.
The thing about that, though, is support animals aren't always for blind. They're for emotional status. Right. They're for everything.
Yeah. Right, true.
So your support animal could be anything that helps you cope.
I'm just carried a kangaroo.
That
doesn't answer my question about insurance.
Quietly get off the bus.
I'm saying, I don't know, because now you're talking about insurance.
I think he freaks out.
So what do you think?
I bet it's covered.
Support animals, yes, but that's a lot of insurance for a
kangaroo. I think it's a specific coverage, you know what I mean? Like, specific,
if he dies,
specific,
then you get a new one.
Specific support. Support animals. Like
certain animals?
Yeah, like
certain animals. So you're discriminating against animals.
That's right, I'm discriminating, that's right. So
what do you think?
I'm not insuring a unicorn.
I believe Barack Obama.
Too expensive.
Barack Obamacare, because I call Barack Obamacare. I believe
Barack Obama.
I believe Barack Obamacare. That is not my viewpoint on the system as a whole. I love Obamacare, but I like Barack Obamacare. That sounds nice. I believe that it does cover birds.
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 Just any bird? Just a pet bird, Shane?
Any birds. Pet bird.
I'm going to go with Ash.
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Darno?
Yes. Yeah, I like it's on
the
service.
Yeah.
It's on the service train, bro.
Well, it doesn't specify the type of animals. It just says pets. Yes. All pets.
Yes.
So are your cats covered? That's awesome.
No, but they're automatically covered.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's awesome.
How good is the coverage, though?
I didn't go that far.
Get full coverage. No, you need to look into that, because I mean, what if he needs to get a surgery?
Yeah.
So now that's something you can Google, because that.
Do they make dogs?
My cats don't lay the crib. Occasionally they go on the porch.
Well, I mean, yeah, but cats, they say cats laying on their feet, but what if it doesn't?
Look, man.
I've seen a cat in Atlanta on his feet. It's not, nice looking.
It's not pretty. It's not graceful.
It's never pretty.
My youngest actually fell off the balcony. And you know what? She just sat on the porch and said, I'm not going to do that again.
At least she learned.
She said, I better not break nothing.
But she learned.
Someone's calling. I think it's mom.
It's mom.
What other questions did you have?
Questions,
We're going to take a quick commercial break. Enjoy this message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, I'm Sam Watkins from Caucasian Persuasion. Here at Caucasian Persuasion, we separate Wall Street from the street.
Hey Sam, I'm Daquan. I've been out here looking for a job for quite some time. I go in there, in my slacks, I get my button up on. The guy looks at me and says, hey, look, I don't think you're going to fit this job. What can I do?
Here at Caucasian Persuasion, we turn you from being the brother that may cause harm to Jake from State Farm, or a brother with too much flair, to how'd you get that hair? We got back with Daquan after 6 months, and this is what he had to say.
When I met Sam, he explained to me there's a certain way I have to play the game.
That knot's a double Windsor.
I can be street, but I don't have to look street. When it came down to my pearl, I just kept it simple. T-shirt, jeans, khakis, dickies, you know, the regular stuff.
I always remember to match the belt with the shoes.
I didn't know a wingtip from a penny loafer. Now I got my own personal tag.
I always have a watch. Because if you're not early, you're late.
He's developed me in such a way that I'm able to reach a mass clientele of outstanding figures. Sam showed me that I was undervaluating myself. When I walk in the room, people notice my aura from afar.
Caucasian Persuasion. Welcome to the White Side. Eustache Studios Productions. Eustache
Studios Productions.
We're talking about the questions that we asked prior?
Yeah.
Are they on the list?
No, I didn't write them down. Had one question.
I thought it was a really good question.
No, these were done like weeks ago.
What well, topic? I'm
unless you kind of just wrote ours now.
What is it? What is it?
The fact that two men, one woman of the year, twice.
That's good. That's pretty crazy.
I think it is.
And just because I seen a post that it was like Caitlyn Jenner won woman of the year and hasn't even been a woman for a year. Which is...
That's funny.
Which is like... That's cold-blooded, you know? People have been women their whole lives.
That's what I'm saying. And doing incredible things as women their whole lives.
Speaking of that, there's a woman that was helping out during that time.
Award.
Right. There's a woman that was helping out during the time of 9/11 when the towers fell. Was like helping people out from that area. I think she was a paramedic or a paramedic officer. They gave that award to her. She's no longer living, so they presented the award to her husband. But when her husband found out that Caitlyn Jenner also got presented with the award, he returned the award.
Loses credit.
Honestly. Like, I have nothing against the whole community whatsoever. I really don't. But it still irritated me, the fact that he or she, however she wants to be represented.
Look, man. Won the ESPYs. That's a dude. Yeah, that's just something.
No, I'm just saying, like, the fact that you won the ESPYs as
and haven't been involved in sports
in over 20 years. You didn't win the award whenever you were actually in sports, but because you became a woman, now you win? That makes no sense. They're phenomenal sports.
That makes sense because Caitlin didn't win, right?
No.
It's true. It's like
you changed gender.
So now
what?
It's false identity because you should have won.
But to the point for the two trans women winning Women of the Year, I think that's more of a trying to change the culture. I mean, it's not like this is the first Woman of the Year. They've been having them, and this is a culture of people who have been living outside of who they truly feel they are for.
That's cheating.
Okay, well then, a real question.
But now it's something that is being culturally accepted.
I feel like transgender
going to assimilate into the rest of our culture, and we're going to be comfortable with them. We have to be comfortable with them being women, like across the board.
I understand that. But what I'm saying is, as far as Woman of the Year, like I don't even know who the other candidates were. Now, if we'd have seen who the other candidates were.
But you never do either, though. Like, there's a woman of the year every year. Yeah. But they're never trans. But there's always been trans women, or there's always been
there always has women. Been. They just never I don't want it to be... I shouldn't have an opinion because I'm not a woman. But I'm just saying, like, well, did they win because of that? Or did they win because of
absolutely. The
things they do in the community?
Absolutely. I don't think Caitlyn Jenner has ever done, but I know...
I support that. Yeah, I support that because I know what she did for the community. You know what I mean?
Nah, Caitlyn Jenner won because she's in the Kardashian family.
Right? Yeah.
And that popularity that comes with it.
There's a lot of variables.
A man is a man. A woman is a woman.
I don't think she can't go in anything. She just killed somebody.
You just can't go in anything.
Well, you're right about that. They really. I've never seen any cover up as good as that.
Yeah.
Post 2000, when the internet is as big as it is, and everybody has a voice. I have never seen anyone sweep something under the rug.
Crazy.
This is like NFL player level, like sweeping something under the rug,
like texting, grabbing or something.
That's insane.
She bumped somebody in the traffic and
they got a pressure hit.
Hold up. Go. Were you trying to say something, John C.
A woman is a woman, a man is a man.
We heard that.
There's no way that I should be able to jump into any category that a woman is in that they're giving out awards or achievements that are directed towards women when I am a man, known as a man, just because I had a procedure done does not make me a woman.
But that's not what it's all about.
Transgender is a community. You're known as a transgender woman. You're not known as a woman. You're known as a transgender woman. That's a community in itself. Now, if there's a transgender award, if they're awarding the transgender of the year, y'all need y'all own lane if y'all doing that. But y'all can't, I'm going to play on this team and take your shit. No, I'm going to play on this team and take y'all shit. That's not how it's played. That's
don't
not
you think that would be a little bit spiteful, though? Like, honestly,
what do you mean?
Like, no, I'm just saying because if that's how they want that's how they want to be recognized, that's how they feel. Well,
not
physically and psychologically, it'd be a horrible play to them to be like, okay, well, we're going to give you this transgendered award. Like, no, she wants an award as a woman. He wants an award as a man.
Now, there's no transgender person I know just switching teams willy nilly, bro.
Yeah, like you can't just have it off and it blew back on, bro. Like that's gone.
But the thing is, they're not cutting it off. They're not full women.
Some of them are.
What's her name? And is?
You know, we can say some of them
are transgender and there's transsexual. Yeah.
What's her name?
Nine times out of ten, they got a dick.
Was it the new black?
Yeah.
She went through the whole procedure.
Jennifer Buffet. It's the
so confusing.
That's what I'm saying. She went through with the whole procedure.
Yeah.
She cut all of that off.
Right.
The old girl that won from last year.
Okay, but regardless, I understand the major procedure, but in terms of your actual body composition, like your muscle mass, like, can you entirely? I mean, so let's just say it's an athletic competition. Can you change your muscle composition enough that you are categorized? Because we are built different. I mean, that's.
Right.
I think it's foolish when people try to.
Female body goals do it,
but they're letting them compete though, which is crazy.
They're training a very. And they are, I mean, there's, I don't know.
They're on testosterone.
Like,
they're
taking.
They're
changing
their body composition.
But they'll never get as big as a guy.
Supplements
no matter how much they do.
That's not true, bro.
Women out there,
bro. I've seen some women in the expos that I've gone to. They're massive.
Massive chicks.
You know what I mean? They are massive.
I'm just saying, if you put a gallon of testosterone and a female testosterone, let them get as big as they can, the guy's going to get bigger.
Well, that's okay, but that's, the thing though, is like, Jordan will never be as big as I am. I'll never be as small as Jordan is because we have different body types. There's a girl that could be born and raised chicken and be like just, what do you call it, corn fed and get up to 250 pounds. And there's somebody.
But that's rare.
That's
not
bodybuilding chicks on testosterone and stuff.
That's
not just like.
They're literally changing their body composition. I see what you're saying and I agree with what you're saying. I see what you're saying and I agree with what you're saying to an extent. I think, just like you say, naturally, men, if men and women were taking the same amount of testosterone, let's say, just the, let's say a woman was taking the same amount, the massive testosterone levels in a man, and they both lift.
They'll never get. They'll never be the same size.
They'll never be the same size. I'm with you on that. They'll never be the same size. But women can change their body composition with hormone therapy and by taking hormones. That's what they do. That's what women bodybuilders do. There's no way they can get as big as men like that without doing that. So it's possible to change. It's possible to change, but you're never going to get to the level of a man doing the same thing with a similar body composition, just opposite from you men to females.
Right. Because like you said, structurally, we will never be built the same.
Exactly. So that's what I mean. Mm-hmm. How it? That's why if... I mean, are the Olympics, are they going to start? I'm sure that's come up already.
Yeah.
Are they going to allow transgender into...
They can. Did you hear about this?
Yeah. I don't know.
We talked about this before. Yeah. There's a female mixed martial artist that she was fighting girls without letting people know she was transgender.
Okay,
and she was like, she's beating up everybody. And she wasn't skilled or anything. She just overpowered them. And...
I heard about that. It's kind of like in the back of my head.
Yeah, yeah. So it's just like, it's an unfair advantage, no matter what. Just because she's a woman on the inside doesn't mean she's a woman on the outside. Like her body, her physical build is a man's.
With the other people here at the podcast, they're saying that that's fair.
I'm not talking about competition.
Competition. You talking about
recognized as a woman. I feel like if that's who you are.
Be recognized as a woman when you're a woman.
I'm saying this, bro. Like, and this is my stance on the whole award thing. Competition is a different story. If you're a woman and you have done things, if you're a man and changed to a woman and you have done things that are commendable enough to get an award as a female, and you've been committed, as you've been committed as all the other women in that category, and you identify as a female and you've gone through the operation, I think you should be considered. I would be down with that. I wouldn't have a problem with that as long as you are better than the other women that are there. I think the thing that bugs me about the Caitlyn Jenner thing is, what has she done?
I feel like there should be qualifications.
What has she done?
If you're going to go and be a woman, there should be qualifications. The same way it is, it takes, 2 years for a refugee to come over here to get citizenship. Well, you should go before a panel of women that's been women their whole life, and go through some tests. If you gonna switch teams,
I've said this from day one. I mean, it may sound rude to some folks, but for her instance, I'm not completely sure you went through full operation until I see an actual vagina. I don't believe you. But my only thing is, you're talking about giving an award. But it's still a gray area. There can't be any standards on a gray area because we haven't figured out how to handle it yet.
What's the gray area that you're speaking
of? No, I'm saying like how people accept the community. There's people that do, there's people that don't. Until we actually fully accept the community, we have no idea
how to handle it. And I feel like that's what they're trying to do. I mean, you nominate or elect a trans woman as Woman of the Year because you're normalizing essentially.
If she's a woman of color, a woman. Don't call her a trans woman.
That's not what they're going for, though. It's not like they're marching to be called trans. That is what they've been given. They would love to be full women because that's what they are. That's how they feel. But this is what they're given, and it's a step.
Whatever, you got to try to persuade somebody.
It's not persuading.
You've been Carson in the whole situation.
Look, man, we've been people for very much long. Like, we've been, three-fifths a person for how long?
You talking about women?
Just getting to be people.
Black people?
Yeah. So okay. It wasn't a persuasion, like, that's who we are. And then now it had to be normalized. So that's what they're doing. They're normalizing what they are.
So those are just men in the Rachel Dawes community.
She's raising an interesting point.
First of all, that's not the same thing. Fuck that bitch. We ain't going there.
Those are men in the Rachel Dawes community.
No, nigga.
My only argument was, I supported what's her name? The girl from Orange of the Blue. Is New Black. I supported that because I actually was able to see what she did. Like you said, Caitlyn ain't do shit. Yeah. For me to support that. You know what I mean? If you had another man that turned into a woman and actually did some shit, I'm like, all right, cool. No problem with that. But she ain't did shit.
Their popularity is so unreal. The Kardashians is like, whatever they do, it's just like
doesn't make any sense
at all. Yeah. It's like, and it's like, no, how popular they've been, they haven't used it for any good. No,
self-indulgent.
Man, it's so crazy.
Yeah,
so crazy.
That's a usually argument society. As far as like that situation goes, especially with the SPs. I got pissed off about that.
Yes,
like, that's my only. Because you didn't do...
And then you see the other people that should have, they had...
Yeah,
right. Like, oh,
yeah,
dang.
They did that for money. It was a money play.
Yeah.
Yeah. The publicity that comes with that family? Unreal.
Yeah,
unreal.
It was a money play. And everybody watched it. That's true, though. Everybody was talking about it. Right. It was a money play.
Yeah. That's what it always comes down to.
Yeah.
Sad, but true.
Same way. Same reason Ben Carson and Donald Trump running for president. It's a money play.
Yeah.
Yeah, Trump though, is going to lead to... higher ratings on his TV shows.
Right.
No, he engagements.
He kicked off of them.
You know, he'll get back on the show. He tried to run like twice before, mm-hmm. and no one took him serious. And now we're taking him serious. What does that have to say about us as a country?
Kim Kardashian.
He stayed the same as we've changed. Kim Kardashian.
Oh, yeah?
What were the other questions?
Come on, Cheesecake Man.
Because I got mine now.
First questions?
Mine was out there.
I
got info updates.
Info updates.
Stash has been working in the studio on an album.
Yeah.
Nice.
Good job. Thanks, buddy.
I don't like chicken fingers anymore.
We can do the elbow too, though.
Solo joint?
Me and my buddy who lives in Detroit actually taught me about the feral dogs. And now I got a subject matter for a new song.
Cool.
That was
the name of a band right there, Feral Dog.
Yeah, that's not bad. You're a manager.
No, I like that. It's America. It's anybody you want to be.
Exactly.
Start a good
idea.
Yeah. You're a feral dog.
I stopped over at Stash's yesterday to record some commercials so we can throw those in the podcast. And he was, hey, this is what I was up to when I was up in Detroit. And he's been telling me that he was working on his music and catching up with his buddy. And he didn't let me listen until yesterday. And he got some pretty dope sounds.
Well, thanks,
you want to give him a little bit of insight about some of the stuff you're doing?
Yeah, absolutely. And thanks for the spotlight, Chauncey.
Oh, definitely.
And the kind words. But yeah, I mean, been working on an album for a better part of a year now.
First album?
With this guy. I've done out other albums and been in other bands, but this is the first time in this particular project.
Okay.
But basically, the song I played for Chauncey that he liked the most, the story behind it's really good. So when I was coming up, we used to always just play, you know, recess football all the time. And there was always this guy that would play with us that was our age, and he always wore steel-toe boots. And he used to just kick our ass. He just run right through us. And we're like, dude, you gotta try out for football. You know, what are you doing? You can't just leave this in the recess yard here. You'd win state if you played for us. But this guy, man, he his old man passed away. So after school, and he only could afford that pair of steel-toed boots. So after school, he'd go work, you know? And he was supporting his entire family. So he was like this grown man, right? Cool. At like 15. Cool. He's like a grown dude.
Cool.
So like, the song that I played him is called Steel Toe Boots. And basically it's like, the singer's pretty much just hanging out. And like, he hears like this thumping. And like, all the animals are running for high ground, right? And like, it's just all this like real epic stuff happening. And then it's the dude running with his steel toe boots on, just... you know, just running, just going for it. So it's like this real epic, just real hard thing. But I thought just that story alone about that guy, you know, it was pretty easy just to write something about that just because it's such a good visual. And like, the other part of it is when I got a little older, I was hanging out at a gas station one day and this guy, he quit going to school because he was working two jobs, you know, as a probably like 17 at this point. Yeah, the guy was incredible. So I was hanging out at a gas station with nothing better to do and the only thing on my hands is time. So I'm like, I need somebody to buy me some beer, you know? I'm just going to ask randoms as we were going into the gas station because up in Wisconsin you can buy beer at gas stations. So this guy pulls up, giant beard, steel-toed boots on, which should have been my tip-off. He comes up and I'm like, hey, man,
can you give me a case of beer? Here's some money. And he's like, fuck you, Stash.
And I was like, oh, it's him! It's him!
And then I was like, so what have you been up to? And what he said, he's like, well, I'm working two jobs. You know, I'm doing hard labor, like 16 hours a day. And when I get home, I got these three pit bulls. And I put on my steel-toed boots. And this is in northern Wisconsin where it's cold. Like, this is Antarctica, man. Like, it's brutal up there. He's like, I throw on my steel-toed boots, and me and the dogs, we go running until the wind catches up with me. That's how he put it. I'm just like, damn.
I was like,
that
was
dope.
Yeah. It's like, 15 years I've heard the song. Yeah.
Songs I played Chauncey, I think that's the one you liked the most. Yeah, okay.
So. You gonna let us put it in?
Yeah. As soon as I finish it up, you know, I gotta spend some more time twirling dials and pushing buttons downstairs in the basement in the studio that both of you guys are familiar with.
Oh, you gotta hear the commercials that we played down.
Awesome. Oh, yeah, thanks, buddy.
Oh, yeah. They're dope. Oh, they're dope.
Yeah, they're good.
Cool.
Speaking of which, I got to get you over it sometime too. Yeah, Johnson was telling me that you had an idea.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Got a couple ideas.
Yeah, I actually incorporated Stosh into the second commercial I did. It's called Caucasian Persuasion.
Let you have one guess what role I got in that thing.
The whole Asian man.
Yeah, exactly.
I was sitting there and I was running him past ideas and I was just like, I don't know. Then he started talking. He's just like, look, man, what's the image you're going for? Well, you just start like creating an environment of right. This fake world that we're making. And then I'm just like, I need you. Right. I was like, your name will be Sam Watkins. And nice. I start doing, you know, start doing the job and, you know, introducing myself.
Yeah, have the receiver
for that. That's about
to yeah,
it's a real person.
Yeah, the Buffalo Bills.
I'm about to look him up right yeah. Now.
Sammy Watkins is black.
Well, this is
you might have to get an okay by that.
I don't have to get an okay by anybody. No, Sam Watkins is just a name. Not the name that we was going for him.
Right.
This is a Wall Street Sam Watkins.
Yep. Well, the Sam Watkins was an American author and humorist.
Oh. Yep. I thought you were talking about the receiver for the Buffalo Bills.
That too.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Nah, well, this Sam Watkins, he works for Caucasian Persuasion.
Cool. So how did you end up doing?
We did two commercials.
Okay, cool.
It's funny. You know, when you're sitting there, you're sort of like trying to improv what you're going to say, and he's like, all right, you're up. And I was like, yeah, I'm Darnell.
Yeah, that's funny. Yeah.
I was like, nah, erase that one.
Yeah. Your name.
So I decided to be Daquan.
Yeah, that, his studio environment is so perfect. It's like, I know, when I just mess around in there, it's like, I like this.
Yeah, it's really fun.
You get the pictures and all my Jesus time. And Elvis on the wall.
Yeah, my sister sent me. And Elvis has, like, more of a holy glow around him. Who painted this? No. What's your priorities?
Yeah, that's cool, though. Cool.
Yeah.
Got a name for the album?
It's gonna... The band is called Max Out.
Max Out.
Yeah, man. Because it's a little over the top.
But I think the more cooler thing about what Stosh is doing is the quality of music he's making. It's like what I consider real rock, like real rock and roll. And I feel like rock and roll is part of an era.
Right.
And it's not something that we've really truly carried on.
Yeah.
That is a big part. He has that solid sound from, you know, what I feel rock and roll is.
Yeah.
Who's your favorite band?
Well, in this case, like, this probably has more in common with, like, a Led Zeppelin and, like, kind of the old classic just guitar.
I'm down, man. Yeah. That's all you had to say. Yeah. Led Zeppelin, I'm down.
Yep.
As I said, I wouldn't copy of this.
Yeah. It's rap.
Yep. Cool. Yeah, that's...
I'm sure he'll be ghostwriting for Poison soon.
Yeah. If they pay. Brett Michaels has money. I'm on it. We'll see. Yeah, thanks, man.
Oh, no doubt, man. Yeah. Hopefully, we'll get the sample on there and let you guys get a little taste of it.
Let Dorn like do some stuff in this episode.
Okay,
until
cool.
You get something ready.
Yeah, I can figure something out. Yeah. Thanks, man.
Yeah.
Seth was talking about starting up another podcast. He's already got all of the things.
Yeah.
If you've haven't listened to that yet.
All right. First, before we start talking about it. Do we need to know, like, what are we talking? Plot, character development, action.
We're just gonna talk about how we feel it went, how awesome it was. See all them ants doing all kinds of ant crap.
That's, okay, yeah. Record, cause I'm ready.
Record, cause you're ready. You sure?
Are you sure?
Are you really, really sure?
He ain't sure. Look at his face.
Look at his face. He's not
he's
sure.
Scared.
He don't know what's happening right now.
He ain't ready. He's scared.
You know. He's like a toddler that comes into a new place. What's going on? He doesn't know.
He's like
he doesn't know.
He's like knee level, and he's just looking up at all these towering giants.
No. I need to talk about these ants. Push your cord, bro.
It's already been recorded.
Got you. Boom. Got you.
In it now, everybody.
Got you.
We're in. We're in.
That was awesome.
Hey, man, that's what I do. Like I told you, my luck.
How long has this been recording?
Don't even worry about
that's
it. Man.
That's
don't
nice, man.
Don't worry about how good. Hey, my man, you're sitting on here trying to quantify how good I am.
And he also has
that's
not
funny.
That's cold.
Buddy.
That's podcast.
Is it on?
It's on iTunes.
We're gonna let that go.
This on iTunes. Let's go. Just hit all the things and then design click.
Okay,
I will.
Cool, man.
Then I'm gonna do it right now.
Design click.
He also has a. Seth also has another great podcast, Healthology, where he brings in professionals from all walks of life that break down the nutrition and how to work out and
nice.
You know different problems that may occur and how to accomplish your goals. It's definitely a good listen, so definitely check that out. You want to give us some insight about the new one you're working on?
Nope. I don't want nobody stealing my idea yet. but, you know, tell them all the things right now. Because I thought I was on hiatus right now. But tell them all the things. You go to designclickph.com. Check that out.
Oh, I wanted to tell you.
That you still need to buy a t-shirt off of us.
That and Walmart. I do need to still get a t-shirt. You got
some on deck?
What's I mean, that? I held that one for you.
People I know, right.
T-shirt size. I'm like, yo, I'm holding this for my man Darnell.
Oh, man.
You see, you don't know. Lately, he's getting bigger. You might need to change the size on that.
I told him I want the littlest possible. You know, I want to show every muscle I got.
Every single one. I don't want anybody missing a single muscle. I want them all shown. Every single muscle.
I said, Jack will see this on at work.
Every muscle fiber I want in the shirt.
But, I was listening to that episode. What was it, 48 Hour Films?
Oh, yeah.
I actually went to one of the viewings of that, screenings.
Yeah.
It was pretty cool, man.
Camilla's awesome. She's an awesome person. We had Camilla on for one episode, and she's heading up the 48 Hour Film Project. So if you haven't checked that out, Google that dip and get part of that if you're not from Pittsburgh.
Yeah,
she'll have some other podcasts that she goes down. She has her own set of podcasts and shows she does.
Right.
She came through. We had a blast talking about the all the shows that are playing right now in fall, our fall shoot show.
Cool. Okay,
we get into all the things on all the things. That's why we call it all the things, because it's about all the damn things.
strength. And we have Wayne over here, who is a video game enthusiast. He does a channel on Twitch.
What is up, guys? It's Cole here, and I'm here to present to you another multiplayer Call of Duty Advanced Warfare. I think I said that weird. Anyway, hope you guys enjoyed this video. Like I said, I'm not always good at multiplayer, but when I do, I knock that out the park before that junk, you know what I'm saying? Anyway, I hope you guys enjoy, and just sit back and enjoy me kicking booty, okay? All right. Next slide, please. What's up, guys? Thanks for tuning in. I hope you guys enjoyed the videos. As always, I enjoy making those bad boys. I'm gonna cut to the chase really quickly. If you guys can't find me on Xbox Live, you can watch my past videos on Twitch. That's Wayne01193. That's my username. Anyway, I'll be making more in the future. Peace. I'm out.
Nice. You wanna give them some insight of the games you cover? Maybe some of the people you get to reach out to?
Okay.
How they can get in contact with you?
Maybe I'm really honest, dude. So, I mean, I'm planning on even doing this, to be honest. But, I like games. I like video games, obviously. I never thought I'd take it this far. So what I do, I take advantage of what Xbox supplies for me. So I make videos on the system, take advantage of all the features, make it look as cool as possible, just use the features as intended. So what I do is I make the videos, I make sure they're stored on an app so I can distribute them where I want to distribute them. And I also stream live, I'll broadcast live video games.
What games you cover, Jewel?
Destiny. I cover Destiny. That's like my favorite game now in the whole world. Black Ops 3, any kind of Call of Duty game. Assassin's Creed, anything Assassin's Creed. Anything that you have to point and shoot or any kind of adventure game. I've done. You know, honestly, like I like to shoot stuff. I mean, because that's the whole reason why people play games, so they can either shoot things or explore things or have a double life, I guess. But anyway, what I do, I broadcast, make videos, stretch out, and also have a Facebook page I manage called Xbox One Community, and basically I just put content on there that other people may have distributed. I just take it, and this is a community page. This is not like, oh, well, you know, this is like the official Xbox site. No, this is just where people can come and actually, you know, comment or ask for advice, or if they need help in certain games, they can come on here and just say, hey, I need help in this game. They can pick their game to tag in, and other people can just reach out if they see it. So my intention for that site, for the page, was some people just be a community. That's what the name is called. So it has worked. And people reach out to me. I get notifications. People want this empowered. So the podcast is going. And they just comment on stuff and get on there. Like, they have these questions. But yeah, so that's basically what I do. And it's fun. That's honestly, it's kind of like, I guess, my home job. Without pain. You know? Without pain. No, to be honest, I enjoy what I do. And a funny thing is, money. Honestly, it's not about the money for me. It's not, and I know people say that. They kind of have that, like, you know, humility. It's honestly, you gotta have fun with it. If you don't have fun with it, then people are gonna know
that you're doing it. Oh, did you hear, you heard Logic's album. Didn't anybody listen to Logic?
I never heard of Logic.
Did you hear Snow's album? I don't know who he had at the end of it, but he had some philosopher talking. He was saying it's like better to live a short life you like than a long life you hate.
Painters, we'd like to be poets, we'd like to be writers, but as everybody knows, you can't earn any money that way. What do you want to do? When we finally got down to something which the individual says he really wants to do, I will say to him, you do that. And forget the money. If you say that getting the money is the most important thing, you will spend your life completely wasting your time. You'll be doing things you don't like doing in order to go on living, that is to go on doing things you don't like doing. Which is stupid. But it's absolutely stupid. Better to have a short life that is full of what you like doing than a long life spent in a miserable way. And after all, if you do really like what you're doing, it doesn't matter what it is.
Somebody's interested in everything. And anything you can be interested in, you'll find others who are. But it's absolutely stupid to spend your time doing things you don't like and to teach your children to follow in the same track. See, what we're doing is we're bringing up children and educating them to live the same sort of lives we're living, in order that they may justify themselves and find satisfaction in life by bringing up their children, to bring up their children to do the same thing, so it's all wretch and no vomit. It never gets there. Therefore, it's so important to consider this question. What do I desire?
So it's like, as long as you're doing what you love,
yeah,
no matter what it costs you, you should rather do that. You know? Even if you're getting less money, it doesn't seem as popular to other people. As long as it's making you happy, that's the way you should go.
Right.
You
know? I feel like that's a good note to end the podcast on.
Oh,
okay. All right. Let's thanks everybody for coming.
Thanks for having us, man.
You're welcome.
Star Sean Harry, Shane Love, Seth, Stilts, Wayne, Mr. Marcus. Appreciate you guys stopping in for the year finale. We should be up and running again maybe in February, March. Until next time, as always, ponder on. I'm going to try to chop this episode up. I'm going to go here to the end, but I'm going to chop it up and actually commercials in there. Something to record this music. Until next time, we're out.